综合模拟演练三，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
How much is the pen?
It's $30.
Don't you think that's expensive for a pen?
Not at all. That's the best price in this city. Text 2.
I prefer swimming to boating. What about you?
I used to like skating, but now I prefer skiing. Text 3. This plane should have taken off half an hour ago.
I'm sorry for the delay.We'll be taking off shortly.
Text 4.
Why is Jimmy unhappy this morning?
His toy was broken. He had been sitting still for quite a long time and is still crying in his room.
Don't worry. I'll buy him another one.
Text 5. Mr. Smith, I wonder if I could ask for leave today. My father had a heart attack this morning and is in the hospital at the moment. I want to go and see him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You can take the day off.
Thanks very much. I'll make up the work as soon as I get back.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后，有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Thank you so much for the gift you gave me today, Mary.
You are welcome. I was worried about you because you were so sad yesterday.
Oh, I'm just fine today. Thanks for listening to me. You are a really good friend.
Isn't that what friends are for, to listen and care?
You're right, it is. Thank you so much for the gift you gave me today, Mary.
You are welcome. I was worried about you because you were so sad yesterday.
Oh, I'm just fine today. Thanks for listening to me.You are a really good friend.
Isn't that what friends are for, to listen and care?
You're right, it is.
Listen to the 7th part of the material, answer the 8th to 10th question.
Why do you take your umbrella with you?
Didn't you listen to the weather forecast this morning? It said there would be a shower when we were on our way home.
Oh, no. Look, the sun is shining. The sky is clear and there's no wind at all. Do you think it might rain?
Anyhow, I have to take my umbrella. It looks as if it's going to start any minute.
I hope you're right. I'll take my raincoat with me, too. Why do you take your umbrella with you?
Didn't you listen to the weather forecast this morning? It said there would be a shower when we were on our way home.
Oh, no. Look, the sun is shining. The sky is clear and there's no wind at all. Do you think it might rain?
Anyhow, I have to take my umbrella. It looks as if it's going to start any minute.
I hope you're right. I'll take my raincoat with me, too.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
How are things, Tom?
Fine, Mary. It's a long working day, but I'm used to that, so it doesn't trouble me too much.
Traveling to downtown London every day, don't you find it troublesome?
It was hard at first, especially getting up before dawn to catch that 6:30 train, but it's bearable now that I'm used to it.
Don't you think it's a terrible waste of time? I couldn't bear to spend 3 hours sitting on a train every day.
I used to feel the same as you, but now I quite enjoy it.
Enjoy it? How do you pass the time?
In the morning I read papers to catch up with the news. On the way home at night, relax with a good book or talk with friends or even have a game of bridge.
Sounds like a good club. I never knew. I will join it. How are things, Tom?
Fine, Mary. It's a long working day, but I'm used to that, so it doesn't trouble me too much.
Traveling to downtown London every day, don't you find it troublesome?
It was hard at first, especially getting up before dawn to catch that 6:30 train, but it's bearable now that I'm used to it.
Don't you think it's a terrible waste of time? I couldn't bear to spend 3 hours sitting on a train every day.
I used to feel the same as you, but now I quite enjoy it.
Enjoy it? How do you pass the time?
In the morning I read papers to catch up with the news. On the way home at night, relax with a good book or talk with friends or even have a game of bridge.
Sounds like a good club. I never knew. I will join it.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
We've got a new manager in our department, Tony.
Who is it? Who got the job, I mean?
Someone called Jim Allen Green. He's been with the company only a few years. I've been here longer, and I know more about the job, too.
Mary, why do you think they gave it to him and not you?
Because I'm old, of course.
By the way, what sort of clothes does he wear?
A dark suit, white shirt, a tie. Why?
Perhaps that had something to do with it.
You mean I didn't get the job? Because I come to work in jeans and a sweater?
Yes, I think so. You are only 40, not so old.
Do you really think I should wear different clothes?
Well, you should think about it.
Why should I do that? I'm good at my job. That's the only important thing.
But it isn't. Not in this company.
We've got a new manager in our department, Tony.
Who is it? Who got the job, I mean?
Someone called Jim Allen Green. He's been with the company only a few years. I've been here longer, and I know more about the job, too.
Mary, why do you think they gave it to him and not you?
Because I'm old, of course.
By the way, what sort of clothes does he wear?
A dark suit, white shirt, a tie. Why?
Perhaps that had something to do with it.
You mean I didn't get the job because I come to work in jeans and a sweater?
Yes, I think so. You are only 40, not so old.
Do you really think I should wear different clothes?
Well, you should think about it.
Why should I do that? I'm good at my job. That's the only important thing.
But it isn't. Not in this company.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
30 years ago, Lake Ponkapog was full of life. Now, the lake water is polluted. How did this happen? First, we must think about how water gets into Lake Ponkapog. When it rains, water comes into the lake from all around. In the past, there were forests all around Lake Ponkapog, so the rainwater was clean. Now, there are many homes around the lake. People often use chemicals in their gardens. They use other chemicals inside their houses for cleaning or killing insects. There are also many businesses. Businesses use chemicals in their machines or shops. When it rains, the rainwater picks up all the chemicals from the homes and businesses and then carries them into the lake. They pollute the water and kill the animals. People around the lake love their lake and want to save it. Will it be possible? A clean lake must have clean rainwater going into it. Clean rainwater is possible only if people are careful about chemicals at work and at home. They must also be more careful about gas and oil and other chemicals on the ground. And they mustn't use motorboats anymore on the lake. All these may change people's lives. Only then can Lake Ponkapog be a beautiful, clean lake again.
30 years ago, Lake Ponkapog was full of life. Now the lake water is polluted. How did this happen? First, we must think about how water gets into Lake Ponkapog. When it rains, water comes into the lake from all around. In the past, there were forests all around Lake Ponkapog, so the rainwater was clean. Now there are many homes around the lake. People often use chemicals in their gardens. They use other chemicals inside their houses for cleaning or killing insects. There are also many businesses. Businesses use chemicals in their machines or shops. When it rains, the rainwater picks up all the chemicals from the homes and businesses and then carries them into the lake. They pollute the water and kill the animals. People around the lake love their lake and want to save it. Will it be possible? A clean lake must have clean rainwater going into it. Clean rainwater is possible only if people are careful about chemicals at work and at home. They must also be more careful about gas and oil and other chemicals on the ground, and they mustn't use motorboats anymore on the lake. All these may change people's lives. Only then can Lake Ponkapog be a beautiful, clean lake again.